Norma, NORMA, Macruse, MCRUSE, 112846. You can leave the date of visit alone. This is a 78-year-old woman being evaluated for face-to-face today, period. New paragraph patient is on congestive heart failure. That's her hospice diagnosis. She has severe congestive heart failure to the point that she requires oxygen at all times. She's on 3 liters or O2 sat hovering between 92 and 93%, period. She's also using her nebulizer 4 times a day. She's short of breath. She suffers from anxiety and air hunger. Blood pressure is always elevated at 150 over 95 to 100, period. New paragraph 2 plus edema is indicative of her right-sided heart failure and her chronic congestive heart failure. She has a KPS score of 30%. She belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4. She also has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, decreased weight. She's eating about 20% of her food at this time. Her MAC is at 23 centimeter now. Given her progression of her congestive heart failure, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Before I go, I want to put a couple of things in there. Somewhere in there, put down other comorbidities include I want to get that in there. 1 second. Let's see. COPD, peripheral vascular disease, contracture of the muscle right lower extremity, contracture of the muscle left lower extremity, rheumatoid arthritis, joint deformity, of the right hand, joint deformity of the left hand, muscle wasting, atrophy, severe, and history of obesity. And also I want to put in there that the KPS drop is definitely significant from 40 to 30%. Put that in there. And also put down patient lives with her daughter. Patient lives next door to her daughter who monitors her every move, either via cameras and or via in person. And let me check something else before I let you go, ma'am. Patient also has had a history of increased cough most recently, most likely related to her chronic volume overload. No sign of infection noted. Let's see, is there anything else I want to say before I let you go? Oh, good enough. Thank you. The next patient.